You can't finesse your way into my vagina.
Yeah, 100%.
There's some male friends that you have that you do, you know that they both, like, they love you and they genuinely care about you, mm-hmm. but they would fuck you if the opportunity arose.
They are not bold enough to approach you directly and say, I want to fuck. They want to go around the corners.
Hi, guys.
Bonjour.
Crele. Is that evening?
Yes, evening.
Whatever, like, you can be watching this podcast in the evening. You never really know.
That was very good intonation. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Shout out to my Yoruba tutor, Leila. You ate that one up, gobble, gobble. Hi, guys. My name is Valerie. Welcome to another episode of The Curious Book Podcast. And with me is...
T. Yeah. T. Gobbs. Her.
So, how have you been? How are you? Actually, how are you?
I'm alive.
Good answer. Because the children of God shall survive.
Exactly. Where there's love, there's hope.
Even if the price of cement should increase to... What's that song? You know the song I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know that TikTok? The children of the Lord will survive. Even if the price of cement should rise to 8,000 naira.
I do not know that song, no, but I really want to go and listen to it.
I wish it's like an old school, you know, this old school.
I know
songs.
What you're talking about. Yeah. I wish cement was 8,000 naira.
How much is it,
son? It's like 15.
Never reached to debut in my house, so I don't know how much cement is. I'm still worrying about how much they're charging me per kilowatts for lights.
I'm screaming.
Because
rent is so blood clot expensive.
Rent?
Well.
Please don't talk about rent. You know, I spent the last month of 2023 trying not to die.
Yeah.
I should have eventually found
But
an
you
apartment.
Did it.
You know, I did. You know what's so funny? When I was so stressed out in December, I even said I was not drinking. This must have really tough for me.
As in Yadu.
And
not a recreational drink? Damn.
No, I drank. Twice. I drank on Christmas
In the whole
day.
Of dirty December.
Yeah, and I was going out. Damn. I was actually outside.
So you're outside just sober and sad?
I wasn't sad.
Okay, we bless God.
But I was sober.
Whoa! Was I?
I was sober-ish. But anyway, excuse me. I eventually moved, Sha.
We bless God.
And so, anyway, I've moved and like, we give God all the honor.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Adoration.
Hallelujah,
but
Jesus.
But I was saying that what was so funny was when I was like trying to figure out my rent and like my new apartment. Mm. There was one day that I was so stressed out that I just laid down on my couch in my old flat and I was like, I'm sure I'm going to come out of this thing on the other side. Whether I meet the deadlines, I don't meet the deadlines, whatever it is that happens,
it'll come together.
Whatever, something by this time next month, something would have happened.
Yeah.
And I sort of like believed that this something that would happen will be a positive thing, not a negative one. And like, that's actually how I was able to get through it. Because I feel like it was a bit overwhelming and it kind of made me grow up a bit more, actually.
Mm.
Because I'm used to things going my way. And I grew up very spoiled as a child.
Yeah.
So when things are not working out, it's very hard for me to adjust and to accept that it is unrealistic for you to expect things to always go your way.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a bit crazy. And I think my dad really spoils me in that regard because honestly,
yeah, 100%.
My dad always makes me, till now, makes me believe that there's absolutely nothing I can do. Nothing I can achieve. Nothing that is without, like, nothing that is outside of my...
Outside of your range, your capacity.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, which is a great thought process to have. But
it's
Nigeria,
also delusional, no?
I think delusion kind of works.
Delulu is the solulu.
Delulu is the solulu.
Are we maintaining, are we agreeing that delulu is the solulu?
100%. I believe delulu is the solulu. Mm. I feel like certain types of delusion. Yes. It's not all delulu that is the solulu. Some delulu can end you in yaba left and
listen,
we are not there for those ones.
I feel like some people be doing some things. I'm just like,
what is your end goal with this thing? This thing that you're doing, what's your end goal?
It could be anything, you know, for the plots, like you.
No, but I don't
if
do...
they're plot writers.
Hold
like
on,
you.
Wait. Have I done anything truly? No. Actually, that's another thing. I've stopped.
If you said yes, I'd have actually given you. Give me gap. I waste my gun. You can't possibly say that you've been doing anything for the plus.
I've given up.
He said, guys. I will kill him. I will kill myself. And she can go and die.
No, honestly, I've ported from doing things for the plot
to doing things for us.
No, I'm Delulu is this Delulu. If you put it together, I promise you, I'll punch you in your neck, bro. I'll punch you in your neck.
That was too funny. Oh my god, that was too funny because I literally came like.
No, please. No, honestly, guys, doing things for the plot. Can go either way. That plot can be a bestseller. Oh my god. It can be a New York Times bestseller. It can be an Amazon bestseller. However, it can also be one of those books that the publisher will say, that's advanced.
Honestly, I'm screaming. So no, that's advanced, return it.
100%.
Like, you know, the beautiful thing about being an adult is when you do certain things, it's only yourself you have to blame.
Actually. You just try.
Like, it's best to just sit down in your personal, what do you call that thing, staff meeting between you and yourself.
Abby.
And just talk to yourself.
Having best staff meetings, you know.
I've had a few this year.
And it's only February, bro.
I've had so many.
It's not, I don't know.
I'm shook. I feel like and I hate that I say this. And I feel not even embarrassed, but I feel a bit shy.
Eh?
That I'm just realizing that my life is man's. Like, wait.
Do you know, I know this, but every time I remember, it still shocks me.
No. You don't understand. There's some days that I just want to off my brain. I want to off my brain for like 1 month. I can't. Because, like,
at least you don't have a Mr. Wega, Miss Antiyuka.
I have a Madam Christina.
Say, Toby, something's doing the cat. Toby, the water pop. Toby, light. Stop calling my name.
Funny enough, stop I'm calling actually trying my to name. Fix my car at the moment. And
Dafa.
The guy asked me, he called me today and he was like, oh, ma. Because I'd already sent him money. And he called me and said, oh, ma. So it's the fuel gauge is low. Should I buy? If I said nobody asked you,
just do what I paid you to do.
You get me?
Do what I paid you to
focus
do.
Focus on your focus, okay. Bro. Like, don't be adding bills.
I mean, the fuel gauge is low. Let it low.
The fuel gauge is none of your goddamn business, bro.
Let it low, dear.
Do you get me? Like yesterday, a few days ago, I asked my cleaner to my housekeeper. She's been cleaning my house for like, she's not a cleaner. She has been keeping your my house.
Yep,
for almost 4 years now because she packs for me. She unpacks for me. She helps me. Without her, and this is my move. I don't know what I would have done.
Are you serious?
Like, aww. She cooks for me. She does meal preps for me. That's my guy.
Mm.
I feel like everybody that like.
She's a babe though. Such a sweet babe.
Everybody that knows her, like, that's my girl. So. I told her that I want to assemble my wardrobe, my closet, my wardrobe in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it since I moved because as I moved, I was just like, you know, let me just lie down, kind of be.
No more.
She now brought somebody that was going to charge me 40,000 naira to assemble an already existing closet.
As in just to couple it together?
Yes.
And
I asked the guy, how much does he think the wardrobe was? Because, like... Please, so that now led me to do like an Instagram post where I was looking for a carpenter, mm-hmm. and I got some insane suggestions. But I think I finally found one.
Insane suggestions, like what?
Somebody said I should go to. So someone that knows me from like way back suggested that I go to where my parents live.
Yeah.
Look for a carpenter
and then
discuss a price and then bring them back to the island. And if he wants to change his mind based on island price, I should not agree because he has already said how much.
Fair.
Okay, but that was insane because that's a lot of effort.
Something has to give, babe.
No, it's okay. I think I found a carpenter, so wish me luck. Hopefully, I'll be able to show you guys a picture of my complete closets by the end of the season.
We hope so.
End of the season.
It should not take that long. I've seen your flipping wardrobe. It's not that extent. I could do it. I could do it with a ladder. Please. And some food.
Okay, please. please.
I think people forget. Come on, I dude. Am a British babe. DIY is my middle name.
No problem.
I'm way IKEA shelf.
Are you saying you're going to come and build my closet?
Are you going to feed me?
Don't okay. I feed you even when you're not building? I don't trust you, Tommy.
A food of my choice, made by your hands.
Oh my God. Okay, fine.
We can vlog about it.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun actually. But will you actually build my closet?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
We'll it's not something that can kill me.
But why are you going to call for reinforcements midway?
What do you mean reinforcement? Like a carpenter? Like an actual carpenter.
Yeah.
No, I might ask you to hold something up while I screw it in.
Okay. I can leave with that. Okay, so that's what I said. Somebody's going to build my closet.
I'm so cheap. I'm doing labor for food. Wow, God. God of mercy.
For love. I can complete this one. All right, guys. Our topic for today on the podcast is... trying to tell them the topic to me.
Male friendships.
Okunrin. I want real okunrin. You know how they say
okunrin
amigos.
Not the Puerto Rican. Listen. Wow, not the Puerto Rican.
Imagine a Puerto Rican and Yoruba man.
No.
What would he look like if his mom was Puerto Rican and his dad was Yoruba? He would just look...
I think he would just look mixed.
You look very interesting. Aren't... Let me not say anything if I sound shallow. Let's just leave it there.
You want to know where Puerto Rico
is? Like, it's South of America, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also known as South America.
Okay. Yeah. And then, are they're brown, right?
Yeah, they're Hispanic.
So they're minority and some of them are brown, right?
Yeah.
So like, I'm wondering what, like, imagine if his popsy is like dark skinned and then like his mom'sy is dark haired, kind of.
I think they'd give like a Brazilian vibe. You know, Brazil is a very big melting pot.
I feel like that sounds about... That's what I was trying to wonder. Like, what would they look like? But anyway, that's not the podcast. What podcast episode is about?
To be honest. No, about...
I was talking about...
Okunrin amigos.
Real friendships. Friendships. We have to define the word friendship before somebody will come and start talking about their situationship here and say it's their friend.
Oh. Doesn't concern me, but
friend
to who the shoe fits.
Oh my God, how can I Google friend and it is the show that comes up?
Of course.
Okay, a friend is a person who has a strong liking for and trust in another. And another definition is a friend is a person who is not an enemy. So we have to be very, very specific.
That's a very loose...
A lot of Nigerian men were the enemies. But yeah, they say hi to you like, you guys are cool. You know some guys do that.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Is it strange?
Yeah. Should I tell you why?
I think it gives coward chat, but...
Yeah, that's why it's weird. Because I like people just being one-sided. Do you get? Mm. If you're a shook crook, be a shook crook to everybody. Mm-hmm. Do you get? And then find people that will protect you. But if you're big and bold, be big and bold to everybody. You can't be coming to my face doing like you're big and bold, and then to other people you're now quaking in your boots. Don't do that. That's very disrespectful.
You didn't get a lot of... So something happened to me.
Hey.
And something happened to me and made me realize that who I thought was my friend wasn't my friend.
Do I need to tussle?
No, funny enough, it happened a long time ago.
Okay.
So
proceed.
Someone had a conversation about me,
mm-hmm.
and someone that I used to believe that Maiwa was like my acquaintance, right? This is Maiwa I'm talking about.
Okay.
And something had been said about me and I found out that it was said about me, mm-hmm. and Maiwa was a mutual
person.
So I asked Maiwa on a night out, I can never forget, on a night out, I was drunk in the club. And the thing was just really weighing heavy on my heart because I hate it when people, sometimes people pretend and with their intentions, and then when they get to know you, they want to demystify you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So once they're done demystifying you, it turns to disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of something that happened in this scenario. But I had confronted the person, and the person was like, no, like, never happened, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I thought like I was going crazy because, like, there were only details that I had heard back that person would have known. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
So I asked my, I was like, nah, I heard that so-and-so said so-and-so about me, da-da-da-da, and, like, he swears he did not the one I said this. Make sure I say he swears the one I said this. Just touch my hand like this. He's like, knowing him, he most likely did. And like, I appreciated that moment so much because I was deceiving myself that, oh no, like I was gaslighting myself, like this person didn't say this, like it must have been something else or somebody else. Meanwhile, it just took that gentle tap on my shoulder
to reset you.
Honestly, and That's what I would say is a male friendship. Like he saw that something was stressing me out,
mm-hmm.
and like, girl, it can just yarn you as it is. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's some guys that swear they're your friends,
and they're not. They're
but
just
when you ask them that question,
yeah.
they'll tell you, "Oh no, how?" Then they will now go and meet the guy.
Yes.
And say, I saw this girl see me for club, but seriously, should they ask me? You get what I mean?
Yeah, there are a lot of guys that want to be your friend,
mm-hmm.
not because they want a genuine friendship, but because they are not bold enough to approach you directly and say, I want to fuck. They want to go around the corners.
Tommy said she started people talking to her through the corners.
100% talk to me direct.
You know, I hate, I call them sleeper cells. I hate when guys just...
That's it, yeah. So they're just literally trying to get into a place where they're mad comfortable. You're mad comfortable with them. You trust them. You feel like they respect you. You respect them. There's a rapport. And then at any opportunity, they just...
You know what's so funny? I had a conversation with Tamara on the first season of the podcast.
Mm.
And I was arguing that I have guys that are genuinely my friends. And Tamara was like, no. I think we should actually need to include the clip here because Tamara was insisting that day. She kept telling me that, like, I'm only personally late to the party. That 100%, do you remember? That 100% my guy friends want to fuck me.
Yeah. If you message them at that point.
I kept saying that, no. I'll say if I have, like, 10 guy friends, I would never say 10 of them want to fuck
me. 10 of them want to fuck you, fuck off. You know you're a say, fuck off. Well, you know at least 9 I'll of them want say, to fuck you.
Yeah,
you
I need
lying.
A drink.
lying.
Now, I'd like to say that my opinion has really actually genuinely changed from then. I've realized that they would never, like, initiate it. But
if there's an opportunity.
If there's an opportunity, and it even started as banter. You know there's always some banter that you can try to catch with your guys. There's some banter that will just turn, just should take a sharp left.
And I say, wait, where are we? Where are we?
This, please, so Wale.
It's okay.
Like, it's so crazy that when I was watching, when something happened to me, I watched that episode back because
I remember thinking,
but I do agree that some guys are just my friends.
100%. I have one friend. That even if I come to him and I message him, I call him and I say, yo, let's press, he won't reply. He'll call my mum. He'll say, something's wrong with Tommy.
Not
we need to take up for deliverance.
Oh my God. There was one clip of best friends talking to females, women. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. The fuck?
Females?
I was going to say, like, I was overthinking it, but I was trying to say that women were calling their guy friends. So please forgive me for doing that.
No, we know where your heart is, girl. Stop that.
So women were calling their guy friends. I'm going to play it. I'm going to show it to you and then I'm going to play it so that you see it. But like, they're calling their guy friends and like saying like they wanted to smash and blah, blah, blah. Obviously, there's some guys that are like, I bet I'm on my way. But there's some guys that are like, are you okay? And I sent it to my best friend. And she, like, obviously, it was funny because it was like, are you okay for real? Like, ew.
Yeah, like actually ill.
ew. I feel like there's some friends that I now see as...
You're my brother.
Like my brothers.
You're my brother.
I think so. And I think it's best that way. But then, can we talk about friendships that emerge from people that you had history with?
I've never been in that situation.
So you've never had history with someone and they ended and then you guys remained friends?
No.
Swear you don't know what we're saying.
On God.
Really?
On God. Listen. So for me,
I don't know what else is about you.
No, I just I personally for my life, I just don't think it makes sense. It doesn't work with my aesthetic. So
is it that, so wait, do you guys still say hi when you see each other in public?
Most of them. Like,
okay,
it's like,
but you guys are not guys.
I'm not gonna call him on a first date night. Yay!
Sorry, baby.
It shook me all.
Sorry, my love.
I'm not gonna call him.
Sorry.
I'm trying to firm it by heart.
Sorry.
I'm not gonna call them on a first date night and just have a little bit of a chin wag. Like, if I see you, I see you. If you're alive, great. If you're in hospital, sorry. If you're in prison, well, but like...
Do you have any exes in prison?
Don't ask me questions.
Oh, sorry about that.
I need everybody to understand. I grew up in South London and there was a period of my life. Yes. There was a period of my life that I loved road men.
Loved road men.
A man, oh God, a night tech.
I've never dated a rude man before.
Oh, you don't want to. I 10 out of 10 don't recommend it. It's not it's not a peaceful experience.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. So no, like if I see them out, there I think there's only one person in this Nigeria that if I see, you're trying to crack your ring. Well done. Well done. Well
I
done.
That you caught me.
There's only one person that if I see him, he has told people that I make him feel like he's not alive, like he's not sure if he's in the same room as me. That's how hard I ignore him. Mm. And I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Keep questioning your reality, dear.
I recently saw one of my friends ignoring some guy that she used to talk to, and it was extremely awkward because I know the guy.
Oh.
And I was talking to my friend, and he just walked in to talk to my friend, and the way my friend, I was just like,
you just have to do it.
I looked at
her. Hey, I'm one of them.
Because, like, and you know what's so funny? She made a joke later saying that that's my contribution to society, that I don't watch people's embarrassing moments. Because, like, I looked the fuck away. She was like, she was trying to talk to me to ignore him, and then I now looked away. I was just like, oh,
no, please. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this.
It's just so awkward for me. But, not even to focus on, like, the negatives or whatever. I do have some solid male friendships.
Amazing.
I have friends that, like, I don't have to say much, and like they would really show up for me, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I recently reconnected with a childhood friend that is a guy.
Okay.
And we went to primary school together.
Okay.
And we're talking about so many things and realized that we experienced the similar kinds of traumas, especially in like primary school and like that whole trajectory, and didn't even realize. We also didn't realize that there were some struggles that I had faced in school that he saw and he noticed and like he spoke about, but we were children, so
he couldn't like...
All of us couldn't compute. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? But we had, obviously we're drunk, but like we had this like long, deep conversation, and it made me realize that like this whole entire time he has actually been my friend, but I've never like...
Given him the space and opportunity to actively put that friendship into action.
Yes. So we decided that we made a pact and a conscious effort to...
I love that. That's amazing.
To build that friendship. Amazing. So I think that's... I love cute and wholesome things like that.
Yeah, that's
really... I love that, like when there's certain issues that my guy friends have, that they feel like they can call me and talk to me about this. I really do appreciate that.
Mm.
But I don't like guys that... are trying to fuck, like you said, and like act like they're your friends.
Like, I feel like when a guy
makes them predators.
Yeah. I feel like when a guy is your friend, like, you have a solid person in your corner. I feel like my male friendships that are really, really solid, especially my friend Olu in London, he looked
Your friend Alo in London?
he looks out for me like no other. And one thing about men that don't want to press your bum bum, they will put you on game. It's now only if you want to hear word that it'll work.
You know, like they'll tell you if you're fucking up.
Not even just if you're fucking up. If someone's trying to play in your face, as they are men that also go and play in the faces of women, they will say, hey, this gentleman is playing in your face. So whether he wants to hear it, whether you don't want to hear it, it's now for you. A word is enough for the wife.
A word is he.
It is enough for the word.
You know something profound my therapist told me? This is so random, but my therapist said, like, I was having a conversation with her about my romantic life or the lack thereof. And we were talking about how I kind of always find myself with men that can be emotionally unavailable.
Why do you think that is?
Please, we've already, I already had this conversation with my therapist, please. And I said, and so let me just kind of like talk a little bit, touch a little bit about it.
Touch it.
It's sort of like, it reduces my expectancy. So
what do you mean?
If I know from the beginning that this one already get comma, I'm in my mind, I already know that it's going to end, right? So it reduces my expectation and I already know what to expect.
No, please.
That's how I see things.
No, please. We need to... What can we do to change that? Yes.
I'm in therapy.
Okay.
But like, that is the explanation for why I do that.
Okay.
And she sort of like had a conversation with me about... So when I said that about my romantic relationship, she asked me if I have any positive male relationships in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned a couple, you know, and then I mentioned a friend of mine and like that I'm pretty close to. And she like starts talking about like that friendship and we pretty much left that session with her saying that how that my friend treats me and makes me feel seen and heard and whatever, I should sort of translate that
into
like my relationships and stuff.
What's crazy, I am the opposite in the way that once I see those type of things, I just head for the door, the nearest exit.
Someone is emotionally unavailable,
whether is door, whether is window, balcony, I'm running.
I'm saying this at the risk of sounding toxic, but I love a good challenge, man. Like I'm healing.
Yeah.
But there's just something in me that
I can't change him.
No, God forbid.
Oh, okay.
I don't ever think I can change anybody. Honestly, when I was younger, probably
everybody is made through that.
But
bro,
I've learned that I can't change anybody. But I just like the challenge. Do you know what I've also
realized?
What is the challenge? I don't like it. Like that. So then, to be honest, then I feel like I didn't like things that were too easy.
Say more words. That's what I'm looking for. Say more words.
Like, I know that you like me, but like, it's just like, just, I don't want to say this. Like, it's okay, let me just read. Because you should have, I've really done a lot of work in therapy. But like, so in the past, I used to like guys that just had like a little bit of a mean streak. Not like derogatory and whatever, but
yeah,
like,
but like, there's
just
an
keep
attitude.
Me on my toes a little bit.
God
like,
of mercy, on your toes.
I'll reciprocate, obviously.
When you're not in NYSC camp,
I'll
why
keep you on your toes,
kept on your toes.
But like, I agree that was a very toxic thing that I did in the past. I don't do that shit anymore, but yeah, I love a little bit. Let me just be on my toes, walk around eggshells a bit. Keeps it spicy.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. What? You see, there was a specific situation that happened with me with the word spicy that almost ran me mad.
I suppose someone ate your tattoo after I seen it. So yeah.
No.
Want to
know? I don't even think his mind was going there.
Your mind didn't go there.
I don't think anybody said. This is okay. Let me tell you what happened. Long story short. So you know, old boy. Yeah, old boy. The first round. Yeah, this was like 2 years ago. Old boy. The first round. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. he was in the abroad. As he was in the abroad, I messaged him like, all right, cool. I want one of two things. Call me, like they're having a pop-up. Call me when you're there, right? And I'll show you what I want. Cool. Comes to the day for him to go to the pop-up now. Mm-hmm. He calls and he's like, I'm feeling really ill. I don't think I can make it. And I was like, okay, no problem. He was like, you're not angry? I said, no, like you told me you're not feeling well. And it's not do or die. Like, mm-hmm. I can always just order it to Nigeria or just take longer. Mm-hmm. This man proceeds to tell me, oh, you know, sometimes arguing, it used to make relationships spicy. So ever since that moment, when people use spicy to describe something in a relationship, it used to turn my head. It used to turn my head.
So just a little bit of a zing, not
a
like
a little bit of pizzazz,
flash chili oil in there. But like
a little bit of.
I mean, I don't like that anymore, Sha. Like I said, like right now.
I think you like more peace.
Eh? Hey, over love, peace, they worry me. Honestly, anything that resembles anything like these things I've described, I'm not interested in. Like, I was watching an episode of Love Is Blind yesterday, and some girl kept pushing this guy's buttons, and he told her, Jimmy and Chelsea, mm-hmm. the girl that says she looks like Megan Fox.
Yes. We are going to come back to that, by the way.
We will. So they were having an argument. Chelsea obviously has a lot of insecurities.
Okay.
And they're going back and forth. And she kept, like, she even went as far as telling him.
Is it the embarrassing comment?
That he should cut off his friends. That she wants him to step back from his friends. And blah, blah, blah. She said a whole bunch of stuff. And he just kept, like, feeling like she was being ridiculous. But she just kept on going at it. And at the end of the argument, he was like, she now said something along the lines of, I'd want to be with someone that wants to constantly go out. Meanwhile, the guy went out for an hour and a half. Like, the entirety, right? And he's like, then I don't want to be with someone that acts like this. And like, you know, like, so he walks out, goes in the kitchen, goes to the bathroom and he's trying to brush his teeth. And trying to just get himself, I think. And she walks into the bathroom, goes to meet him and she's like, oh, stop, don't go. Like, obviously, like, a toxic pattern or something she does. Like, mm-hmm, after you finish mm-hmm, saying all of these things, you're not coming to... And the guy was like, you overstepped my boundaries. And I loved it so much because people would, like, if you, like, give room to it, people would, like...
100%.
And that's where I was actually trying to tie into the whole conversation about boundaries, right? When you have male friends, there's some male friends that you have that you do, you know that they both, like, they love you and they genuinely care about you, mm-hmm. but they would fuck you if the opportunity arose.
Yeah.
It's very important to establish very solid boundaries around those kind of people.
100%.
And I feel like you now also have to, like, kind of figure out what sort of value the person brings to your life that you're even keeping them around in the first place.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if somebody has tried once and, like, you've been like, guy, freed.
Sound them
by the second, third, fourth, like, you're beginning to sound like a fucking creep.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's also something guys don't understand. It's sort of like,
yeah,
if your friend, yes, your friend is hot, she's going to be hot, but you cannot fuck everybody.
You can't.
So,
oh,
like,
Lord, you can't.
If you, yeah, you try to yeah your friend once and she's like, guy, allow that pee, then, like, allow it. I think it's very annoying when they now start, like, trying to, like, crack jokes or, like, say something. I know that I don't have any friend that's tried to use banter to slap my ass before, and I thank the Lord that has
people
never happened
that.
Before. Honestly, you don't know what you might come across in these streets. my good sis, people can use banter to slap your ass, sure. Are you joking? No, so, well, he wasn't my friend or anything, but someone has slapped my ass in the club before. I mean, they threw him out, but he did it.
Listen, I feel
like he grabbed the living nails on my ass and then now slapped it.
That's how I started a fight in the club, actually.
I wanted to break bottle.
Yeah.
On his head.
Like, this was
the
like...
Hennessy bottle. I was like 18 when it happened.
Oh, my own was last year.
No, I was
started young. A brawl.
You're always fighting.
I'm not always fighting. Someone touches my bum and you think I'm not going to use my bag as a weapon. No.
Honestly, I feel like if you, that's the thing about like...
I can't, like, I feel like, especially with the people around me, like, even when I didn't have boundaries, mm-hmm. they helped me set boundaries. Mm-hmm. So as I've been able to watch it being set and like, I guard it viciously. Do you get? Mm-hmm. So when I see people in situations, especially with like male friendships, like guys that are just overstepping bounds, not necessarily like sexually, but like guys that just in general, they're taking advantage of the friendship. It irks me to no end.
Somebody has given out my number before and he didn't ask me. So I blocked him.
Yeah, 100%. You have to, you know.
Obviously, you don't have sense. So now I have to show you that you don't have sense.
I fully agree. I co-sign that.
I just feel like because you're friendly with me and you know me to a certain degree, it doesn't necessarily mean that it gives room to certain things. And that's why I'm very firm about like my no's and my yeses these days, because you're not going to beat me. And if you beat me, I'll beat you back.
Twice as hard.
I always say it's like, if you beat me, I'm going to beat your ass back. Like, I'm not going to farm. No, I'll fight you.
Yeah.
And like, I go to the gym now, so.
Muscle mommy.
Honestly. Ooh, show my tattoo. Honestly. Do you know that I want to learn how to fight?
Talk me through this.
No, like full on like.
Like boxing.
Kicking, boxing and punching. Yeah,
like. As in, you want to learn a martial art?
I want to start sparring. Like, I want to do a competition. That's my goal for early next year.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm training to spar. Yes.
Do you know the reason I can't do it?
Why?
I feel like my face is in a delicate balance. I feel like too much movement, I won't be fine. So if someone breaks my nose, that's it.
Stop.
Yeah, 100%. Like, nobody, I'm just the type of person, I will not do anything to my face.
It won't go that far. Like, you won't do, like, any corrective thing to your face?
What do I have to correct?
No, like, if your nose broke, you have to fix it.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I avoid situations where my nose will break.
No, I want to learn how to fight. I just don't want people to feel like they can talk to me anyhow.
The motivation, let me tell you something for real. The motivation behind me, like, when I enter fights and I come out unscathed, do you know what the motivation is?
Can you see your nails?
Yeah.
How you come out unscathed?
I don't think... There was a point in my life I used to carry nail clipper on my back. If anything gets on top...
Cut your nails?
Yeah.
I'll go and start fighting.
100%. I'll break them, go and start fighting. That was when I was younger and I was a bird. I'm not anymore. But my motivation... If I ever get in a fight, my motivation for winning is not, oh, I came out, I'm a champion. Is I don't want anyone to punch me in my face.
You're scary.
I'm fighting for my life.
You're scary.
This is a moneymaker.
Fair. Well, yeah, man.
And then someone will now do recorrective surgery that I didn't ask for. Or me? No. It's okay. So male friendships.
That's funny because I was thinking about something and I was just like, yeah. I always wanted to reduce my nose. Like, I didn't like my nose, but I really couldn't give a flying fuck.
But your nose is perfect for your face. And then when you now do
I actually didn't want to get my nose ring initially because I thought my nose was too big. But that's a whole conversation for another day. Anyway, the bottom line is good male friendships exist, yes.
Yes, they do. Are they beneficial to both parties? Yes, they are.
I think they can be beneficial to both parties.
100%.
I think sometimes it's good to have a male perspective because, like I said, one of my very close friends, he always wakes me up. Oh.
Yeah, they don't actually allow other people to take you for idiot. I'd even say, like,
I owe him my life to some degree.
That's cute.
I do owe him because he introduced me to my therapist.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, at the point where I really needed a therapist. And, like, he's just been a trustworthy person.
I love that.
And I think that it's kind of rare to find that sometimes, especially, not even trying to be funny, but when you look like how we do, half the times guys are just try and smash.
Sleep, what did you call them? Sleeper cells.
Sleeper cells.
But I've started to become very good at detecting them.
You can never be too good. Some people will shock you.
Let me tell you, yeah.
Some people 100% will shock you.
It's not 100% foolproof. Let me say that. But it do be having maybe 65-70% accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get?
I can take 65.
Do you understand? 65 is better than zero.
I feel like there's some people that try to be friendly to me and I'm like, you're wasting your time. But like, I wouldn't even interact with them. It was just messages that I don't like respond to the messages. So I don't like, I'm just
100%.
Like, it's kind of like how I used to say that you can't do ogboju for me. You can't how do I say there's something I always say, you can't finesse your way into my vagina.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
it's invite only.
If you want to be my friend, just gently be my friend. Like, but like, if you're trying to finesse your way, like, you're wasting your time.
Do you know what spins me to this day? Yeah. What sends me up the wall is when you've been cool. It's not like you're even that close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're cool, you're cordial. If you're around each other, it's a good time, that sort of thing. And then one day, one demon will rise up in them and say, ah, Tommy. And you know,
hello, well, like the demon rising up. I see what you did there.
Ew. Yes, is right. But they'll just come and say, oh, Tommy, you know I've been wanting you for a long time. Show yawe, show reality ballet. Like, normal. From where to where?
You know, also another thing is, we're not talking about relationships, but another thing is, a guy that has been your friend that wants you for a long time, when he gets to know you, he's... I can guarantee you that, okay, 9 is far, but 8 times out of 10, he's going to disrespect you. The longer he has wanted to get to know you,
yeah, 100%.
The higher the chances.
Because
of
there's just so many things that he's accumulating. They want to
demystify you.
There's just so many things they're accumulating in their head. Hey, this one happened, that one happened. This one said this, this one that she loved. They're just literally. Let me tell you something. I don't really want to talk about it. But I want to touch on it.
Nah, you're sending me.
I had a situation, a friendship situation last year. And the things that I heard, it is the demystifying thing. The things that I heard, that one wasn't even on a pressing P, right? But when I say the things that I heard, if I could headbutt that person, I swear.
Not the headbutt.
I swear, I would have knocked him out. I said, how? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
And on that note.
Out with my forehead. Because there's that element of like, people think she's this type of babe. Mm-hmm. I really know her and she's not all that. Do you get?
Well, who are you to say I'm not all that?
I'm all that in a bag of chips, baby.
Listen, and that's period. Period dust on caps lock. Did you watch Real Housewives of Abuja?
No.
Oh my God.
Let me not. Let me hold my lips.
Princess J. Coco. That's my girl. Period. Dot on caps lock. Okay. Anyway. But yeah, I feel you.
Valerie is a library of memes.
I am. I spend way too much time on TikTok.
And a like, library of memes.
I love pop culture a lot. So I think that that's why like I'm like this. I've always loved pop culture.
Okay, purr.
But like, TikTok has made it even
easier.
Like, TikTok, like, I don't think there's any audio or video that you want to make a TikTok reference to that I don't know.
Jeez.
If you make it today and I don't know it, by next time I'll know it.
Do you know what the craziest thing is, yeah? When I knew I actually valued Valerie's friendship was when I tried to keep up with her on TikTok. But I also realized low-key she hates me because she doesn't send me any memes on TikTok.
I don't send anything on TikTok?
No.
Do we follow each other on TikTok?
I have no idea. I haven't opened my TikTok in the last 4 days.
So why should I send you stuff if you're not going to see
it? Because I'll get the notification and then I'll open it.
I don't have it. Oof.
I have TikTok for, like, I use TikTok as a search engine, which is quite scary.
That is smart.
Oh.
Because on TikTok, I've seen all sorts of things. I've seen prisons. I didn't think that I was going to see. Even inside of a Nigerian prison, I've seen this inside really? Of a Nigerian prison. Yeah. I've seen inside a Nigerian prison on TikTok, and that shit is scary. Why do they make them stand? Like, why
do you mean they make them stand? Actually, no. I went to the police station once. Oh, God. Intrusive it's not funny. Thoughts. One guy was lying down on the jail cell, and then I was walking past, and I didn't see him. Yeah. And as I was walking past, he tried to reach his hand out to touch, like, the police officers, like, to get the police officers' attention. So I'm just seeing a hand coming out of blackness. Omo, my hat, it cuts. My hat, it cuts.
Tell me.
Sorry.
Please.
On a serious matter, why are they standing?
I don't know. Do you know why they stand? But you know they make stand. I didn't know.
It's not so. We don't go to Nigeria prisons.
They make them stand, like
as in there's nowhere to sit.
There are some people that were sitting on the floor.
Okay,
but they make them stand.
But there's no designated seating.
It's literally just imagine this room
concrete
with like small holes and then like the gates. That was a prison I saw. They were just all standing there,
Ha. Huh.
Like they were just like, and it was clustered, and like there were some guys, like you could see like there were pockets in the standing, so you can see some people that sat on the floor, but they were just all standing there. I'm not joking.
That's a bit scary.
Like they sleep like this, and like they're standing. Yeah, like that's where they shit and they piss.
Eh? Yeah. I do really think there needs to be a prison reform, but I think that's a conversation for another day.
Please, that's a conversation for another day. But I was just trying to say that I've seen every single thing you can possibly see on TikTok. I've seen Sharel.
Tell is it him or her?
They
love that.
They keep like I think it's very educational.
Yeah.
I really want to get into TikTok, but I have this thing about sharing my life so much so that people think that they have an opinion about it. I don't like that. And I think that's kind of why I've tethered more on the line of being a presenter more than being an influencer. Because I feel like it just gives people like
too much say. Like, it's my life. You don't. But do you know what also scares me? Why people think they have
because they see your life.
But don't you have your... Listen, there are some people online that I am obsessed with, but I will never turn around and say, oh, how you make that sandwich is not good. It's too much butter. Don't do butter. Add me on. I don't give a shit. It's nice to look at, but I'm not that invested that unless you ask for a tip, I'm giving you.
I think some people are more invested in you than you even believe.
I'm not even that invested in myself sometimes.
Me too. But the reality is that some people are like that. So nothing you can do about it. That's why I'm not on TikTok the way I want to be.
I swear. I recorded a story time for TikTok and I feel like one day I'll just have to and post it randomly. But I just feel like, because my mouth is bad. Valerie, you know. My mouth isn't good.
I don't know. We'll see, Sha. But then, are you open to more male friendships?
No. No. And I'll tell you why I am not open to any more male friendships.
Why? Tell us. Share with the group.
So the last person that tried to come through friendship, right? Mm-hmm. I think his thing was, I'm going to do friendship light. Yeah. Like the friendship will be cool. I'm not too far in the friend zone that I can't come out. Then when he quickly realized that I'm a quarterback and I've thrown you into the end zone, right?
You're insane.
He was like scrambling to get out and it ended up affecting work because I had to refuse a gig because he was basically trying to say the only way he is going to give me this gig is if he flies me out. Which for me is ridiculous. And what am I doing?
Those gentlemen and ladies, that is where we end this topic. Because if you're propositioning me,
it's a problem. You're not my friend.
You hate me, you want me dead, and instead of you to just shoot me, you decided to torture me.
Slowly.
Mm-hmm. Because why the fuck would I want your wrinkly ass penis?
Nonsense. Rubbish.
Like, I hate that shit. But anyway, I feel like I'm open to more male friendships. I just feel like I'm very, very guarded about them right now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you can't finesse your way into my vagina. Period. Unless you're trying to rape me.
Ah.
I don't see how you can. I'm serious. I don't see how you can do it. I'm serious.
No, fair. Like, I agree.
Unless
fair.
That's your goal, then that means we have a whole other problem on our hands.
Yeah.
But like, unless that's your goal.
I think... let me keep this inside.
You just keep it inside. You think so? I saw the way I wish to steal this your top, eh? Lord have mercy. I just looked at it now. I was like, I'm tearing it as I'm looking at you like this. But anyway, should we ask people to share their male friendship stories?
Positive. Yeah.
Share positive and negative, actually.
Give us hope.
Give us a mix.
I feel like there's hope. There's hope.
There is 100%.
100% for friends. Male friends. I'm going to change my answer. I'm open to male friends, but just like you, I'm guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, honestly, in this day and age we're in, every woman has every right to have that feeling.
Honestly, men have been violating from time. So at every day and age, we needed to have been guarded from that gender. That other gender.
The he-hims.
So please share your stories with us about the male friendships that you have. Positive, interesting, negative.
Tell us the ones that are struggling to get out.
If you're sending us a story about something that requires a trigger warning, please include the trigger warning, because don't traumatize me, because I asked for gist. Please.
Another angle.
And if you want to catch the show, you can visit us at on YouTube. Handle is Look Irresistible Pod.
Yes.
And that is same thing on TikTok and the same thing on Instagram. And also, like, just share your dilemmas with us in
general.
Maybe we'll do an Agony Aunt episode. Until next time, thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Love you guys.